Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Segment is sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. It's Chris House, Hazadelic Juice Grenade. And proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. That was a Brandon Lau homer against the Pirates back on April Fool's Day. I thought Ben Cherington was a fool. He still might be. But I am struggling to find any downside to this trade. And that freaks me out because it's a trade the Pirates made with the Rays, who are usually much smarter than them, and the Astros, who win all the time. Noah Hyles, Pirates insider, analyst, Post-Gazette, joins us right now. Columnist there, too. Do you get where I'm coming from here, Noah? This is a weird spot where I like the trade on paper, but I think it's fishy because usually the Rays and Astros make smart trades and not dumb ones.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, especially like you said, when you're talking, doing business with these two teams, I mean, these are two of the better front offices in baseball, especially when you're dealing with trade returns. Although I will say, I mean, the Rays got a good return in this deal. They got two of the Astros' top 10 prospects, including one of them who's a top 100 prospect in all of baseball. Houston's return is the most confusing to me. I mean, you look at what the other two sides got in this, and for them to only get Mike Burrows, it seems like they must have a very high opinion of a guy who might not have even made the Pirates starting rotation out of camp this year.
Are we just assuming?
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say.
How about that for a take?
That leads me, though, to a next question that cannot shake off the skepticism that something must be amiss here for this to look so good on paper. Do the Astros have another sticky stuff thing brewing? Are we aware of the Astros doing anything untoward?
Do they see something in Mike Burrows with his fastball or breaking ball that the Pirates don't understand how to make better?
Spin rate, anything.
I mean, Burrows had a promising rookie year. He was a good prospect until his minor league career got derailed by Tommy John. He battled back in 2024 to make his big league debut. And this year, I mean, look, he logged 94 major league innings. He had a sub-4 earned run average, and that ERA was heavily inflated by one or two really bad outings. Aside from that, he was solid. I thought his pitch mix took a big step forward this year. I really like his changeup, and when you see a 25-year-old throwing that pitch with good command, it's promising. I just look at Burrows as a guy whose ceiling isn't as high as Hunter Barco's, isn't as high as Braxton Ashcraft's, and isn't as high as Bubba Chandler's. So they traded away their fourth best rookie pitcher from a season where they had five rookies debut on the mound. I call that a win for any type of return that brings in a 30 home run bat.
How good is Lau Where does he fit in? How does he fit into the Pirates for this season?
I think he's their best hitter in the lineup right now. That's not saying much, but I mean, I don't know if he's able to replicate that 30 home run season. Andrew, as you and I were texting, I mean, the Tampa Bay ballpark, Steinbrenner Field, it's a hitter's park. And I think his numbers reflected that a bit. But I mean, this is a guy who's going to consistently put up 20 home runs. I think this ballpark caters a little bit to his swing. And even if he only hits 20 to 25, that's what this team needs, right? They had one guy who barely scraped 20 last year. And I think he's just going to be a consistent at bat. He's going to give some lineup protection to Reynolds and Cruz to allow them to be more productive at the plate. I don't think this addition of Lau makes them a playoff contender, but they're a better team because he's in their line. And I think they can utilize him in a few different ways that could make their lineup interesting.
I did kind of check that one about Steinbrenner. At least from what Baseball Reference is showing me, he actually was better on the road this year, which I thought was a heartening thing. OPS was 100 points higher, which I was kind of flabbergasted by. The home run totals were similar, but for whatever reason, maybe just being out of the hellish Tampa Bay or Tampa area heat, he was a better overall hitter, etc. But where would you slot him in? Let me ask you that. If you think he's their best hitter, and I think Pony and I agree with you, would you hit him behind an O'Neill Cruz to hopefully unlock O'Neill Cruz and get him to see better pitches? How would you set this lineup with what you've got now?
I'd have him hitting second. I think they need to go get a cleanup hitter still. And
do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know if it'll be a good cleanup hitter, but they'll get one, right? It just depends on what else they're willing to get. I mean, they've been rumored to go after DHs like Marcelo Ozuna or Ryan O'Hearn. I think either one of those guys at the four spot with Reynolds at three and O'Neill Cruz at five, and then you have Lau at two, Griffin hypothetically leading it off, playing short. That is their best 1-5 in the Charrington era by a mile. So, and they already have four of those five pieces there. They just need to figure out, they've got their left-handed power bat. Now they need to get something from the right side. And that can come through trade, that can come through free agency. I'll be interested to see how it arrives and what it looks like. But yeah, I would bat Lau second and then hit Reynolds behind him. That way, you know, against lefties, you don't have back-to-back left-handed bats going 2-3. And against righties, you do. That switch hitter with Reynolds in the three spot, I think, is going to open up a lot of opportunities having Lau hit in front of him.
How do you think this trade affects current Pirates? I'll name two guys, Mitch Keller and Nick Gonzalez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think Mitch Keller's here to stay. I do not see how they could move him now. I mean, and I like the way they've gone about this, right? I mean, they traded away two of their guys who were going to be competing for rotation spots, but Yoan Oviedo, what'd he throw, like 40 innings in the major leagues last year? Burrows was under 100. And I think they have better alternatives here. You keep Keller to add length. He can be your number two until Bubba Chandler's already your number two. And I think the rotation's better overall because of him. And then you put less pressure on the shoulders of rookies like Chandler, Hunter Barco, Thomas Harrington, Braxton Ashcraft, who's no longer a rookie anymore. But those young guys don't have as much pressure because Keller's going to cover those innings. I expect him to stick around. As far as Nick Gonzalez, the way I see it right now is Nick Gonzalez is a platoon player. He can be a second baseman when you DH Lau. Maybe you want his bat in there every time a lefty pitches, and you can go lefty on lefty with Lau just because he's going to play every day regardless. I personally think they'd be better off having Gonzalez just be the everyday shortstop until Griffin's ready, and then have him be a bench guy. Just have him be a bench guy. I don't think Griffin's going to need much time. I think there's a chance he makes the team out of camp. Mm-hmm. And even if he doesn't, I don't see him needing more than a month in the minor leagues until he's here. I think he'll arrive at latest around the same time Skeens arrived, which was early May. So Gonzalez can hold down the fort at short for a month until Connor Griffin's ready, if that. And yeah, but I mean, I could see him being utilized as trade bait. I just wouldn't jump at that immediately because Lau only has 1 year of club control and you might need a second baseman next year.
What about quickly this Jake Mangum, who, man, Lau was a 1.9 war player according to Baseball Reference, but Mangum with a way worse offensive profile was 1.6. I imagine this guy is a pretty slick glove in the outfield.
Yes, and a great base runner. I mean, he's the all-time hits leader in the SEC. A guy
what a
who was
stat.
An older rookie. Yeah, an older rookie. Graduated from the same high school as Connor Griffin. They work out together at the same facility.
I don't think that's
a
coincidence.
Just working out together earlier this week, actually. So I'm sure they'll be happy to be reuniting to Jackson Prep products. This is a guy who can play all three outfield positions. I think he is a solid platoon player on a good team. I expect him to platoon with Garcia, the guy they got for Oviedo from Boston, out in left field. He will probably start the year as their primary guy there just because he played 118 major league games last year. He's a switch hitter. He's a top of the lineup guy, especially against right-handed pitching who brings some speed on the bases. This is essentially, and I saw someone else say this on Twitter, I forget who, this is the type of player they hoped Jiwon Bae would be, but never amounted to. He's a guy with speed.
That was actually Cabali who said that, in addition to saying...
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Cabali has watched a baseball game in this decade, personally, but that's just a different thought. So as someone who has, I can say, yeah, this guy's better than Jiwon Bae. He has good bat-to-ball skills, and I think he'll be a positive value player on the Pirates in 2020.
All right, check out Noah Post-Gazette, his podcast, Bucko Territory, with former do-it-all Pirate Josh Harrison is very good. Thank you, Noah. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, fellas.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten a text from Cabali already about that.
Now that the trade is official, the gag order is done in Tampa.
Oh.
And I got a text during that interview that said of the guys, Mangum will fit in well there. The fan base will love him because he's as blue-collar as they come, like me. Okay. And said of the lefty, Montgomery is real upside in the bullpen if he can figure out his command lapses. He throws 102 plus.
Seems intriguing as a bullpen arm. What did he say about Lau?
I didn't know 102 plus existed. I thought that was basically
the max. You could just say 102 and I'd be impressed.
Chapman hit 105 once.
He didn't really say anything about Lau because I think Lau kind of
is that self-explanatory?
Speaks for itself. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.